everybody, and welcome to episode number 44 of the JB Sism Show. Today I want to talk about how to win at work and get more done in less time. I want to share with you 5 powerful applications to help you achieve success.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my goal truly is, every single week, to help you stay motivated with clarity and tools to help you find your voice and succeed in life. Well, my friends, my name is Jason Sism, and welcome to today's show. And let me ask you this question. Do you desire to accomplish your goals? And then those accomplishments don't happen because, well, your plate is just too darn full. Well, what if I was to tell you that there is a way that you can get more done in less time? Well, in today's episode, I want to walk you through 5 applications that I use every day to help me achieve success by getting more done in less time. And did you know that God truly doesn't care if you're happy? Well, I'll really explain what I mean by that later on in today's Crosstalk segment. All of this and more is coming up next here on the JB Sism Show. All right, my friends, well, welcome to today's show. And if this is the very first show that you are listening to, and my goal is to motivate you with clarity and tools so that you can find success in your family, your ministries, and your life. Doing what I do is so much fun because I get to encourage you, not only in the Word of God, I get to encourage you with tools. And some of the tools that I do and some of the advice I give, well, yeah, I'm sure it probably falls flat every now and then. And my goal is to let you know when I do fail at something because, well, you know, quite frankly, we are all in this entrepreneurial game together. Well, did you know that God really doesn't care if you are happy or not? Now, I'm not going to say that you're never going, you know, that God never wants us to really be happy ever again. But, you know, because I really do believe true happiness does come from the Lord Jesus Christ. However, I believe it is also very evident that those who try to integrate their Christian faith or, you know, whatever faith they may have with the pursuit of happiness, I think they have gone so far as to create a theology of happiness, where we are called to obey Scripture, we're called to live our life based on what is the most happy for us, what makes us the most happy in our present time. You know, I mean, how many times have we heard, whether pastors or business professionals or just people in the church in general, they are married, they get a divorce, and then end up marrying somebody else, and they say, well, you know, it's okay because, well, God really wanted me to be happy. You know, some people say, well, I divorced my spouse because, well, I just feel that's what God was calling me to do. Well, ultimately, if God's purpose is just for us to have our personal happiness, then God, I don't think, would have put us on the earth. You know, he didn't put us on the earth just to have happy, meaningful, successful lives. Now, I do believe that God wants us to have a semblance of happiness, but the happiness can't come from just personal gain. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, he said, I have told you all of this so that you may have peace in this world. And in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. And so in a sense, our whole mindset, our value system, you know, it shouldn't be based upon this paradigm that God wants us to be happy. And happiness is one of these earthly things that really isn't based upon faith. And I think that's really what it comes down to. God wants us to be happy in our faith. He wants us to live a life of complete surrender. And so we have this idea of the pursuit of happiness. And we find the idea enlightening, and we find the idea exciting, but the pursuit of happiness doesn't give us a sense of inward joy and peace. And that can only come through a righteous standing in Jesus Christ. Now, I say that because I'm a believer in Jesus and I'm a pastor, and I'm not going to back down on that. We have this notion that God wants us to be happy. He wants us to do things that will make us happy, but not everything that makes us happy is really of God. And so, you know, the Bible says that trials are going to come. Jesus' brother, James, his half-brother, James, said that, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials." The world didn't give us joy, so the world cannot take it away. The world has given us happiness, and the world can take happiness away. And so that is why Jesus said that his joy would be evident in the lives of the disciples. John 15:11 says, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." And so my command, verse 12, is this: love each other as I have loved you. Verse 13, greater love has this than he may lay down his life for his friends. You know, happiness comes when we align ourselves with God. If we think about the earthly form of happiness, it's based upon what happens to us. We can have joy, and that's what God really wants us to have, is to have joy. Count it joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials. It's not about what is going to make us happy. It's about what are we going to do to maintain the joy that God has given us in our current state. You know, we have to overcome this idea that God just simply wants us to be happy. We have to come into this whole idea and mindset, the joy of the Lord truly is something that will take us to the next level in our relationship with God. And we just have to learn to trust God. And when we trust God with our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole soul and body, we're going to find that his joy is ever present and ever available in our lives. My friends, well, welcome back. We are now approaching our main topic for the day, and I'm really excited about our main topic because I want to walk you through five powerful applications that I use every day that help me succeed and achieve success. And so I want to give you these five applications that I use, and I'm really excited to share these with you. Some of them are going to be like, oh, really didn't put two and two together there. but I want to help you when it works so you can get more done in less time. Help you get more done in less time. Well, the first app I want to give you, I'm just going to jump right in here. The first app I want to give you is Evernote. Now, you've heard me talk about Evernote before, and I truly believe Evernote is one of the best applications out there that you can actually download onto your computer. You can download it onto your phone, your tablet. This app is one of the best apps that I use. In fact, this app has actually ended up replacing most of my Microsoft Word word processing. And now, I'm not saying Microsoft Word is bad, but I don't think it's as great as a lot of people really make it out to be. I find, especially on the Macintosh platform, because that's the platform that I personally use, and in Macintosh, it ends up freezing up the computer. Now, I don't necessarily have the problem on a PC, but you know, Windows products and Macintosh products, they're really not meant to mesh and play well together. They're really not meant to be in the same sandbox. Here's where I really like Evernote. Evernote allows me to share my files cross-platform. Now, this doesn't mean that the app is going to fail, because there are times when the app fails me and I have to start all over. However, because it's cross-platform, it doesn't matter if I am using Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android, the Windows phone, the BlackBerry phone. I don't know if Palm is still out there. And if they are, I'm sure they got an app for Evernote as well. But I find that I can start a document on my Mac and I just close down the program and I go away, and then I'm out and about and it's like, ooh, I have another thought for that document I was writing. So I'll pull out my phone and I'll just scribble down a few thoughts, and then I close the app and I'm good to go. That's the beauty of Evernote. And so there are four things I use Evernote for. I was reading something else. But four things that I use for Evernote, and then I have something for you as well. Number one is I use Evernote to write down my goals. I use Evernote to write down my goals. And there really is no better way to write down your goals. And if you really want to take your life to the next level and you want to just kind of do an uptick, just one little uptick, use Evernote to track your goals. Create a new note and write out a bullet list of all of the goals you have for this year. Now, I'm not talking New Year's resolutions. A goal has to be smart. So it has to be simple. It has to be measurable. So it has to be, you know, so smart means it's not this grandiose idea. It's a simple idea. So S for simple. So simple idea is what you want. SM, smart. You want to make sure that it's measurable, that you know you're going to be able to accomplish the goal, that it's not such a huge goal that you're not going to be able to accomplish it. So it has to be measurable. It has to be actionable, and it has to have a realistic action to it. And this is where the R comes in. It has to be realistic. So it has to be measurable. So it has to be not easy to accomplish, but it's got to be at least attainable. It has to be actionable. So you have to be able to do the goal. Then it has to be realistic, where it's actually grounded in reality. You know, if you say, well, I want to lose 100 pounds this year, well, that's kind of a, a grandiose idea, a grandiose goal. But maybe out of 52 weeks, you lose a pound a week, which is actually a really healthy way to go about losing weight. You know, it's realistic to lose 52 pounds over the course of the week. And then it has to be timely. So you can't just set the goal and not have a deadline to it. And this is why it's so important to set deadlines to all of your goals. So you want to make sure that it's simple, it's measurable, it's actionable, it's realistic, and it's timely. Those are smart goals. And if you do that, you're going to take your whole goal game to the next level. Secondly, I use Evernote to write down my sermons or my keynotes. And I do this simply because if I'm out and about, I know that I'm not going to be able to sit at my desk the whole time and work on my keynote. I know I'm going to have thoughts going on here and there. And so I'll create a tag system of the certain keynote that I'm doing, and then I will create maybe multiple notes, just ideas that I have regarding my keynote. And then in the end, I will actually combine everything together in one note, delete all the other notes, and then I build my outline and build my keynote or my sermon right in Evernote. And the great part is then I can take my tablet up on stage and I can preach right out of my tablet. Or I can take my computer on stage and I can preach right out of my computer. And if both of those die, I have my smartphone. And the great thing about Evernote is it has a beautiful print option. So if you print your notes, it's going to come out absolutely beautiful with a beautiful typeface. And you'll have all of your notes right there in paper form if you need them. And that's the beauty of Evernote. You can access them from anywhere. And if you forget all of your stuff at home, you could borrow somebody's iPad, log into your Evernote account, and there's your notes right there. It's actually pretty clever. So use it to write your keynotes. Thirdly, use it to keep track of all of your receipts for tax season. Now, most of us are coming up upon tax season. Now, if you want to take your taxes to the next level, and you don't want to have a drawer full, like I have. I have a drawer full of stuff for tax season that I have got to go through. But if you don't want to have a drawer full of receipts, and that's the thing, receipts are going to take up the majority of your space. And if you don't want them to take up the majority of your space, well, you know, then I encourage you to scan them into Evernote. And if you put your notes digitally, not notes digitally, you put your receipts digitally, you're going to find it's going to be easy to pull up. So I just tag mine. So like for last year, I did it 2015 taxes is what I tagged it as. And all I have to do is just do a search for 2015 taxes and boom, there it is. All of my receipts are right there, and I can either print them off, or I can use my smartphone, and I can annotate them and make a couple notes that I need to make notes on, and then I'm good to go, and then I move on with my taxes. So use it to keep your receipts for tax purposes. And then fourthly, use it to collaborate with a team. Use it to collaborate with a team, and that is huge. If you work with a team, Evernote is going to help you take your team to the next level. Secondly, is a production app or a daily task manager app called Productive. Productive is my other main go-to app. And this is the app that really allows me to take things to the next level. The great part is one, it helps me automate my daily tasks. So there are certain things that I do each and every single day. And in doing each of these apps every single day, it gets a little cumbersome trying to retype these into a task management system all the time. So what I do is I have the application automate it for me. And I don't have to think about it. It gets moved to each new day as I complete the task. So if I know I'm going to be writing every night at 9 o'clock, well, there's times I'm going to forget because life happens. And then my phone is going to buzz and then it's going to be like, oh, you got to do some writing. Shoot, that's right. I was going to do some writing tonight. And I can either choose to go through with the task or I can push it off to the next day. And a lot of times it works both ways. And if I push the task off to next week or the next day, no harm, no foul. That's okay. If I choose to sit down and accomplish it, then great. But the main thing is it allows me to automate what I do each and every day. That way I don't have to think about it. It just tells me what I have to do for me. Secondly, is if you're working with a team, it allows you to schedule tasks to other individuals on your team. Now, this is a paid version of Productive, and there's actually two versions. You can go with the free or the paid. And the paid version allows you to schedule tasks to other people on your team. Now, if you're going to be doing a lot of stuff with a lot of people and a lot of scheduling of tasks for other people, then I encourage you to spend the money and get a premium subscription to Productive. However, if you're not going to be utilizing it, that's okay too. But it's great because you can actually schedule tasks to other people to help them get done what needs to get done. Thirdly, is it allows you to schedule all of your major tasks. And now my recommendation is don't put on each and every day a whole bunch of tasks that you'll never get done. Remember going back to the SMART goals, has to be simple and measurable and actionable and realistic and timely. Well, if you have a whole plate full of stuff you got to get done and you don't have it tasked out to any particular day to get these things done and you just throw it all into today and then you work yourself to almost wanting to disappear underneath your desk because you can't hardly stand sitting anymore. I know that sounds funny, but you know, I encourage people to schedule 5 to 7 major tasks a day and then work on those tasks at the beginning of the day. Don't leave your big major tasks to the end of the day. You'll never get them done. So schedule your 5 to 7 major tasks to be done at the beginning of the day or the first half of the day before lunch. And then you can work on the other tasks that you need to do before the end of the day. And these are all your menial tasks. And so that's my recommendation. Fourthly is when I'm working on goal setting and I'm working on my daily tasks, and this is what's great about Productive is you can have it on your computer, you can have it on your tablet, your phone, just like Evernote. It's cross-platform, which is great. Works both on iOS and Android, so it's happy for both parties there. Now, what I do, I sit down each and every Sunday and I go over the next week tasks. So I look at my schedule, I empty my briefcase, and I say, okay, what is it that I need to accomplish this next week? And then I task it out, I schedule it out, and then I close everything up and I'm good and I'm done for the day. It only takes me about a half hour or so to go through and schedule out each of my major tasks each day because everything else is already automated, so I don't have to worry about the daily minimal tasks that I have to do. Number five is revisit at the end of the day all of your tasks. Just revisit them, because then, number six, you can push all of the less relevant tasks that you didn't accomplish today. Just push them out to the beginning of the next day. And that's okay. No harm, no foul. It's going to be just fine. So just push the less relevant tasks to the beginning of the next day. So that's Productive, one of my favorite apps to use. And I guarantee you, if you start automating your daily tasks, you're going to find yourself getting more done in less time. The third app I want to tell you about is Gmail. And now I know some of you who just heard that kind of, you rolled your eyes. Well, here's the thing. Gmail is wonderful. I love Gmail. I really hate Outlook after I use Gmail. I still use Outlook, and I don't know why I still use Outlook. It's really stupid. Gmail is the bomb. It is one of the best email platforms on the internet today. And they have, again, cross-platform apps. Now, the only place that you can't get Gmail in Amazon, if anybody at Amazon is listening to this, I really want it on my Kindle Fire. Just saying. I love my Kindle Fire. I use it for a lot of things. But I really would love the Gmail app on Kindle Fire. And I know you have your Amazon Mail and you got your Amazon apps and please put Gmail on there. All right, I'm done with my rant. Here's the thing I love about it. Number one, it breaks my inbox up into categories. It breaks it up into a primary category where these are all of the things that I say, yep, this is what I want to look at every day, and this is the inbox that I care about the most. So all the people in my inbox, all of the people in my contacts go there. All of the people who are like real people will go there as well. You know, anything that is anything else. So social media will go into its own social media folder. Promotionals will go into its own promotional folder. And if you're using Gmail and you've signed up for my newsletter, just know that my email to you will from MailChimp will either go to the promotions folder or the updates folder, sometimes the forums folder, but usually the promotions or the updates folder. So, it has an updates folder, a forums folder, and a spam folder. Yay for spam. And here's the thing. Secondly, it is the best spam folder out there. You can't get a better spam folder than what Gmail offers. And so this is one of the main reasons why I love it, because it filters all the stupid stuff out. The third thing that I love about this, and this is what I do with all email apps, is I actually create a processed folder where I read all of my emails. And when I'm done reading them all, they go to this processed folder. Then I don't think about them again. And if somebody says, I sent you an email September of last year, I can go to the process folder and go, oh, yep, there it is. Now, here's what I do. I have subfolders under there. And so every year I will move them to, so I'll create a 2015 folder. And all my 2015 emails, they get plopped right into the 2015 processed folder. And then I just keep adding to my daily process folder. And it's great. It keeps your inbox empty, because that's the name of the game. You want to keep your inbox empty. And then the other great thing about Gmail is it allows you to group all of your conversations together for easy finding. That's the thing I love about it. It is for easy finding, and Gmail is one of the better apps out there when it comes to your email. All right, I'm going to take a short break now, and when I come back, I have two more apps that I want to talk to you about, but before I come back, I want you to listen to this short promo. I'm often asked what tools I use in my daily life. After years of letting life get crazy, I knew I had to make a shift in my daily productivity. This is why I wrote my new ebook, Inside My Tackle Box, 23 Apps to Make Your Life and Business Soar. I want to give you some of the same tools that I use every day. And you'll find that some are completely free, while others for a minimal price. However, I guarantee that this sampling of daily tools will help you stay motivated with clarity so you can find your voice and succeed at life. Now, you can't buy this ebook, but you can get it completely for free by subscribing to my free e-newsletter. This newsletter will let you know when I post new content to my blog. To get your copy of my new ebook, head to jbsism.com and enter your information at the top of the page. So, go ahead, get your copy of Inside My Toolbox, available only at jbsism.com. All right, my friends, there you go. If you have not signed up for my e-newsletter, I encourage you to sign up for my e-newsletter because, well, there really is no better newsletter out there than mine. Okay, maybe that's just a little too much. All right, well, we have been talking about 5 powerful applications that help you achieve success by winning at work so you can get more done in less time. And the first app that I talked about was Evernote, and how it is my main go-to writing app, and it's cross-platform between Android and iOS and Macintosh and Windows. And so I don't know if it's available on the Linux systems or not, but it might be there. And then secondly, I talked about Productive, which is my go-to daily management task program. And this is the app that helps me automate my daily tasks, helps me schedule out my 5 to 7 major tasks per day each week. And this helps me allow margin in my life so that I don't get stuck with all of this stuff on my plate that I don't know what to do with. And then I talked about Gmail and how Gmail is my main go-to email program out there. And I talked about how Gmail breaks up our inbox into categories, that I use a process folder to move all my inbox emails to, that I can task anything to the calendar that I need to. It's got one of the best spam filters out there. And then it groups all the conversations together for easy finding. So Gmail is my go-to app. Well, this brings me to app number 4. And this app is called Buffer. So if you go to buffer.com or bufferapp.com, and you can read all about it. And the great thing is, again, it's cross-platform. And it allows you to add a Buffer plugin to the browser where if there's anything that you find of interest, all you have to do is hit the Buffer plugin button and it will automatically send it to schedule it to go on your social media accounts. Buffer is actually free for one account for each Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. But what Buffer does best is it allows you to schedule your posts each day. And the great part is when you schedule your posts, you don't have to think about visiting Twitter to, oh, shoot, I got to sit there and update Twitter. Shoot, I got to update Facebook. Oh, shoot, somebody commented on Twitter. Now I got to go back to Twitter. And then, oh, I should probably update Twitter again. Holy cow, give me a break. No, this app, Buffer, is great because you can schedule your posts. Now, so what they do is they limit you to 10 posts per week. If you use up all 10 posts on Facebook or Twitter within a matter of 5 days, well, you got to just re-plug everything back in. And the great part is if I find something of interest that I really like, I just buffer it out and we're good to go. And if you've not used it for your scheduling of social media content, I encourage you to do that. Because the more active we can become on social media, the more engagement we're going to have. And the more engagement we have, the more people are going to know about our brand. The fifth app I want to talk to you about is really not an app. It's more of a service. And we use this at Life Church on a weekly basis. Anyway, it's a company called Reach by Cosley. Now, Reach by Cosley is, they work with organizations that have a physical location. Now, if you are an online location, well, I don't know if you can work with them or not. You probably have to contact them. But Reach by Cosley is an organization that allows you to donate water, food, and clothing to children in need around the world. But it's more than that. You donate all of this based upon the amount of check-ins that happen on social media. So if you have people coming to your Facebook page on a regular basis, have them check in. So if you have a physical location, you can have them check in. The great part about this is it allows your, if you're a church, it allows your congregation to spread the vision of your organization with a push of a button to check in. If you are a business, it allows people to spread your brand with a push of a button. The organization, Reach by Cosley, they track all of your likes, they track your shares, and they track your daily reach. Since we started doing this, we have seen an average of probably 30 check-ins a week. And that's fantastic. And so if every check-in gives a gallon of water to a family in need for the next week, we're helping hydrate people, we're helping feed people, we're helping clothe children. And that's the beauty of Reach by Cosley. And you can find them at cosley.com/reach. And you can learn more about the app there. Well, my friends, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. And I pray that this show has been a blessing for you today. You can find the full show notes of today's episode over at jbsism.com/044. jbsism.com/044. And I encourage you to tell somebody about this show because my goal is to help you stay motivated with clarity, find your voice, and succeed at life. And my friends, these five apps, I believe, will help you achieve success by winning at work and getting more done in less time. Hey, if you could do me a simple favor, head over to the Apple iTunes store and rate this show, because the more people that know about this show, the more we can help people achieve greater success. And also, I'm looking for co-producers. So if you want to be a co-producer on the show, go to jbsism.com/support and support the production of the show. God bless, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.